Brunswick, Maine, under the direction of Heidi Anderson.
Hello, Brunswick. My name is Mark LaForce, one of your judges here. Today, welcome to the UNH Jazz Festival. Oh, Hannah, I'm impressed you're using four mallets there on the vibes. That's awesome. Saxophones, I'd like to hear you filling up those horns a little bit more. Make that solo like really resonate. See, when you go into harmony like that, saxophones, like, that's the place we got to be louder. The individual parts make those chords ring. So we're kind of the opposite. It's like our unisons are louder and our harmonies are softer here. It's like, really should be the opposite. Right. You're a pretty good feel for the articulation. Brass, like a little more point on those hats. Da, da, da. Especially with a group that's a little bit larger than your normal jazz ensemble, like you guys are. The more people that are in there, the more you have to work at playing notes shorter for the effect to come off as a group. So Luke, in a jazz style, on these the longer notes, starting with a straight tone and then moving to vibrato is stylistically appropriate. Help you to be a little more expressive Like, da. If you listen to other alto sax players play ballads, like, say, like Phil Woods. Listen to them for ideas on how to make that vibrato happen. We don't often get to say this too much with a middle school band, but actually a little bit more drums would be helpful through here. The cymbals or the hi-hat when you're on the hi-hat, just to lock it down a little bit better. That hi-hat and rim knock, I think, could be a little more. You're playing with a big group there. Careful on your unison ease there, guys. Luke, when you're playing a solo, I'm sure it's written out, but you could take some more liberties with some of those rhythms, even with some of the notes. Ornament that melody a little bit. Make it your own in addition to checking out the vibrato. You know, interpret a little bit. Make it your own personal statement, because it's your solo. Pretty nice color on that last chord. That's a tricky chord. Tricky chord to tune up. It's a sharp 11 chord there, but the color really came through. And for a group this size, your intonation, like, by and large, pretty good. Yeah, trumpets, go for it on that. Go for it, trumpets. If you're going to miss, miss it big. Yeah, saxes, you got a better solo sound here. Filling the horns up a little more. It's good. Glad to hear it. Careful, brass, when you have falls, that the fall's not louder than the note. Should be the opposite. Good job getting soft as a band here. So on those 2 8th note figures, trying to get more long, short, da 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 da. Band, don't be afraid to play a little more crescendo at the end there. Your director's asking for it, and could have been a little bit more dramatic there towards the end. there any more way to get the congas louder in that last section? The timbales kind of dominate everything. Rhythm section a little heavy on that last tune, like kind of drowned out the horns a little bit. It did have a nice energy though, and they band your articulations are as a group pretty nicely done. Like especially in a large group, it's hard. Hard to get those together, but you guys are doing a good job with the style. And the piano was very well played throughout, stylistically appropriate. You laid it right down for everybody. So great job there. And thank you for coming today. I enjoy listening to you. Hope you enjoyed your stay here at UNH.